Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for your goodness. We thank you for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy. And we thank you for every good and perfect gift that you give to us. For all good things come from you. And Father, we know the enemy comes with wrong things, but you come, everything that you have is good. And Father, we thank you, oh, for the priceless things that you give to us daily. Priceless, our health, our strength. It's priceless, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for the mighty eye that's over us and keeps us. And Father, I thank you that you honor those who serve you, Lord God. And you, Father, you strengthen those ones tonight, Father, that's serving you this night, wherever they are in this world tonight, those in over this, where this world word might go tonight. I pray that you bless them, strengthen them, uplift them. Father, anoint them this night. Anoint their ears that they might hear the word of God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for thy loving kindness. We thank you for thy tender mercy. Father, we thank you that you remain the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we thank you that you do not change, even our own selves. As time periods go by, we allow ourselves to literally all of us change somewhat. And Father, we hope that we pray that we will change for the better. We pray that we'll change to come closer to that mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that we'll strive to live a holy life. Father, we might live above this world, the realm that we live in. Father, our home is not in this world, but our home is up there in that sky with you this night. And Father, we thank you. Oh, what a privilege. What a blessing. Father, we thank you for the glory of God. We thank you for the moving of the mighty Spirit. And we thank you. And I pray, oh, this night, if there's any there that needs the healing touch of Jesus. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, those will be healed this night. Father, for that one that has cancer, I pray that cancer will come to nothing. Father, it'll shrivel up and vacate from the body that's trying to attack. Father, we come against that awful thing in the name of Jesus. And Father, for that one who's lost vision, spiritual vision, and also sight in their eyes as physical eyes, I pray for healing in Jesus' name. Father, for those that are so discouraged this night, we lift them up. And Father, we pray for a mighty blessing upon them. We pray that they might receive a supernatural strength. That's the power that's beyond recognition of what we live. Or Father, I pray that you fulfill the needs that's needed to require that they might do thy will. And Father, for those this night who have started this fight of faith, Father, they help them to encourage them this night. Help them to walk victoriously this night. And Father, we pray that you'd have that spirit of love upon your people this night. Father, I pray right near where we are, it'll be this joy, unspeakable, full of glory. Father, touch your people in a manifold way, in a very special way. Father, encourage the hearts of your people. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I know where we're starting from tonight, and I really don't know how the Spirit of God wishes to go, but the Bible says we're fearfully and wonderfully made. God made us these vessels here are quite something. Yesterday, the Lord just put me in school about it. We don't have to think what we're doing. Our minds go through this, and there's down through our spinal cord, there's like sections. It's like these swivels, the manifold put air pressure certain ways. God was ahead of everybody. And the swivel that goes down our back spine, there's nerves that go down. We have what we think. We even controls our stomach, our gallbladder. It's all touched by our brain cells. It's beyond imagination. And it's so wonderful. And God is the center of it. God is, it's His. And we need to recognize this is His handiwork. We are the express image of Him. We are His likeness. We are His glory. We're like His loving kindness. And so it's very easy for us to take on His nature. His nature fits us very well. His nature comes in and it adores us. It lifts us up. It encourages us. It makes us look better. It makes us feel better. It makes us wiser. It makes us more to be able to deal with life itself. Because we're made such that receive, we're a receiver of the Lord. We're made to receive from God. We're not made to receive from the enemy. We're not made to take anything that comes from the wrong direction. What we are made of, it's made special. It's made tuned. We're tuned for God. Tuning is something that you tune for a piano is tuned, but we're tuned for God. There's a natural surroundings that we're tuned for the glory. The enemy has came in to interfere in such a way that he's taken these senses that we have in us and dulls them. He actually cuts them out and almost destroys them. And many people, if they've walked many years, they lose the sensitivity of the Spirit of God. They don't no longer have that touch of heaven. They don't no longer have that glory, that the presence of God, because they have been put to a place that they're numb. They're numb from the things because of the superpower from the enemy comes against God's people. But here tonight, God showed me that that's where the Holy Ghost moves the same way. If we can feel how the Spirit of God moves within our own lives, as we think something, our hands move, our eyes twitch, our eyes wink, whatever Sister Bonnie used to wink, said she's, but you know what I mean? Our eyes, everything is done through the controlling in our own bodies. But God is the master of all of us. And if we can't see that, then we're really asleep. We don't really understand what's going on because we're made like Him. We're made in His image. We're made in His likeness. The only thing that we're not right now, we're not forever. But there will be a day that we will live with Him forever. Right now, this temporal body is only for a short period of time. It's a time that we come and we address this world, and many of us have great frowns and problems, we cry and we do things that we shouldn't do, and hopefully we start growing when we meet Jesus, that lover, and He comes into our mind, and then this mind becomes receiver for the Lord, that God can actually fine-tune and touch our being as He can. And we have to keep this clean for the Lord. It's our responsibility after He comes into our hearts and life that we keep it pure for God, that God can use us, and we have to say, go give it to the Lord. We have to say, I give it to you freely. Freely I give my life. Freely, Lord, I just want you to just fill me up, overflow me. My cup runneth over, surely give us the overflowing of God's Spirit upon us, that we just, every part we go, we just flash. The people see the love of God. They see you're not frowning. The opposite, there's the joy of the Lord. There's a twinkle in your eye. There's a reason for living. There's a glorious outgoing of His presence of God is in you, because God made us to have received Him. He made us to be able to cope with life itself, having the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. The peace of God that passes all understanding. The mighty hand of God that shakes heaven, and it can shake us, that we might be responsible people in the day that we live in. Truly, God understands that we're living in trying times. We're living in the days of Job's troubles. We're living in a time when Daniel says there's a lot of problems. In the last days, there's going to be many things never been heard of or even seen or understood. But God's made us adaptable to whatever situation we face. This body hooked up with God's Spirit, that God can move upon us and help us to walk victorious while we're here. We don't have to feel like we're out of kilter. The world might think we're out of kilter, but we know in God's sight we can walk in obedience. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. We can have that glory of God over us from the very crown of our head, that we don't have to have a bad day. We can have a good day. You might not feel good, but you still feel good. You don't make any difference with your body. It's God in you. The greater is He that's within you. This outer is just it feels the temperatures. But inside, we got the warmth of God. And that's where it is. The enemy might come to you, but he can't get in you. Greater is He that's within you, He that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So we don't have to be afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. We're fearfully and wonderfully made to serve God. We're fearfully and wonderfully adequate to take the glory, to feel His blessings, His love, that He cares for His children. We are His lifeline. We are the children of God, and we must readjust ourselves for that God wants us to be His family. And his family is taken care of, not by this world, but through God's allegiance itself. God moves on us by His Spirit. It's not hard for God's Spirit to move upon us. If we understand how we're made, that's the same way God moves on you with the Spirit. He comes like He's speaking right now. He's touching my mind in such a way that the Spirit of God moves upon you. That's how He does it. He does, as we release ourselves to Him, say, Lord, I give You myself. Then God comes in and takes over. But you've got to release. It's like you're flying an airplane, and the Lord says, let me fly. And you say, no, I want to fly. Well, if you want to fly, you might have a plane wreck. But if God flies, He won't have a plane wreck. But we've got to give it over, freely give our life to Him. Jesus said, He says, in that day we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. We must be willing to serve God. We must not want to hold on to the old self. The old man that we came from, he's sort of retarded. He's upside down. He's mixed up. And we don't see that many times because ourselves, if we go too far, we're made up. If we have a short circuit, then that short circuit, we're blind. It's just like when you put your hands or my hands, any of us, into a hot iron. It's made, God made us that way that we could feel that heat that we wouldn't burn ourselves. But if that wasn't working, we'd put it down there and pretty soon your hands would be, you'd have to go, they'd be seared. If you held them there long enough, you'd lose your limb. God made them for a reason. They're senses. They're sensing. And that's why the Spirit of God is sensing in us. He senses. You don't have to feel like you're ever alone. He's sensing where you are. His senses is in you. And He is greater. So you don't fear. Greater love hath no man than a man lay down his life for his friend. For God so loved the world through the loving given of His Son Jesus. With that kind of love, God loves us beyond measure. There is no way of measuring the love of God. There's no way to describe it. It's beyond any computer, any sense of going through the arithmetic, all the things. There's no way of sensing how wonderful God is. But God has our hands to be sensors, that we can be sensed the Spirit of God. We can sense the glory of God. We can sense His anointing. We can sense His presence. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. But if we start just going against the will of God, then we come against, and this is where God's speaking to my heart, many, many, many have destroyed the sensing system in our being. And we got to be very sensitive to the Spirit of God to keep this open. God wants it to be an open project that's not closed, never. That our hearts continually stay open to Him for His input in our life, that we need supervision from heaven. We don't need our own supervision because our own supervision will ruin what we have. We need that supernatural power from heaven, and it comes as we lean not in our own way, but we acknowledge Him. He directs us in such a way that He is the leader. We're not the one. We're not the driver no longer. We're the one that says, Lord, take me this night. Help me this night. I need that supernatural power. I need Your glory. And then when God says, lay hands on the sick, you know they're going to be touched. Whatever God tells you to do, it's already done. So we're just respond to the Spirit. It's very easy. It's like in the infantry when they had marches. Everybody was in step. That's why God wants us all in step with Him. When He says left flank, we go left. When we go right flank, we go right. And we go to the rear march, we go totally back. And that's the way we are in the Spirit. What happens is we try to do our own arrangements. We try to plan our own destiny. And we cannot plan our own destiny. We're not able to cope with the things that we face. Our bodies are not able to cope with the problems we face. God wants to have His touch on us continually. We should all be able to understand God wants to have His touch continually. If like you have a little baby, you want to make sure that baby is the very best things for that's your baby. You don't want no one to come in and treat your baby mean. You don't want no one to have a wrong, even a hot day. They want that baby totally and first comfortable. That's the way we are with God. God wants us comfortable for life itself. That comfort comes in His presence. There is fullness of joy in His right hand, pleasures evermore. He is the way, the truth, and life. No one comes unto the Father but by Jesus. that wonderful name of Jesus. Jesus paid in full this night that we can have eternal security in the Lord God from heaven, that we can have that hope, that steadfast hope forever, that God will never leave us, He'll never forsake us, because His eyes are on the righteous and His ears open to their cry. God's there to touch us, but our bodies are very temporal and very, they're like an egg. You know, an egg, you can break it real easy. We need to realize that we're very flimsy. We're made only for the Master to keep us. We try to keep ourselves. Things come our way, and pretty soon we start getting wrong impulses, and pretty soon we're not hearing from the Lord, and pretty soon, see if you're in your body, if your finger here, if these nerves get crossed, when I try to work this finger, instead of working it, it'd work this one. And that's what we do with the Lord. We're hearing wrong. And before we hear right, we need to make sure that we're hearing right. God wants to straighten out our hearing to hear only from Him. My sheep know my voice, they come at my call, and a stranger they do not know. Sheep are like we are because sheep cannot plan his own way. A sheep is sort of dumb. A sheep, it gets lost. A sheep has to have someone to take care of it. A sheep, there are city sheep, and city sheep live in a backyard of somebody, and the city sheep, they got the sprinkler systems out there, and they're all kept, and that's the way many of us are. We're like city Christians. We don't really know. We just feel everything's out there, and we just take for granted it's all going to work. But then there's a regular sheep that get out here, and they got a shepherd with that sheep, and they lead that sheep through the places of green pastures, through the sides of a living water, and the shepherd's there with the sheep. But there's a difference with the shepherd with the sheep and being penned up as a city sheep. A city sheep needs no shepherd. The city sheep, I've seen a lot of them. They're just penned up and they baa and they like that. But God wants us to have the supernatural power that God has, a shepherd for us each day, that we can live upright in heaven, that we can walk faithful every day of our life, that we can walk in victory, that we can walk not being denied, we can walk being encouraged, that God is forever faithful. He will never let us go. But that's why we have to have the leading of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. He is the one that has us come into that place that we can come, Abba, Father. Oh, my Father, I love you. It has to be. And you start thinking, God spoke to me this day, if we think about this body, how necessary it is for all the nerve endings, the doctors, all the things, and all the blood things, that's the way we are. We're dying, many of us, because we don't have a supernatural experience with the Lord. God wants us, our spiritual to be supernatural. Our veins are in heaven. Our veins, just think about your connections is not here. Your connection goes from God. Your connection, and God is the one that ordains you, and you may not see it because you don't see the inside of our bodies either. But God has a supernatural voice for each one of us that we can be graced by God. We can have His glory. And when He says, do this, you'll do that. When He wants you to do whatever He wants you to do, you will do it willfully because you're walking in His presence. In His presence, His fullest joy, in His right hand, pleasures evermore. We need that leadership that helps us to stay in covenant with God. And I truly believe that that's in this last days that there's many, 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 many people. This message might seem sort of low class, but God is real. God is perfect. God has never lost one soul. He is God. And He made us that we might serve Him, that we would walk in His ability. But when we start doing it within our own, bring it out from ourselves, we're no longer. The Lord spoke to me then, how would we walk? If I tried to work my hand, it wouldn't work. But see, that's how people are today without the Spirit of God. It's not working. You're doing it all in the natural. But the Spirit of God moves in a supernatural way, whether we want to believe it or not, but it's true. God has mercy upon us, and I know there'll be those who'll be saved. But God has a special place for the supernatural part of God. He is real. If maybe people say, I don't believe in it, but what if they don't say, well, I don't believe, well, look at the body. It's God's handiwork. God made this to work. He made us that will work. We're not going to be left out of the kingdom. We're going to be powerhouses. We're going to be walking victory. We're going to be walking in joy. We're going to be walking to do the will of the Father. God made us that way that we might be obedient to His will, to His voice, to walking in alignment of God to the world. When the world there's alignment, you know, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. But you follow the world. If all of us go out and follow the world, we wouldn't even not, we'd all be lost before noon. Because they do some things in the natural that's just evil. I'm not even talking about the churches. I'm just talking about plain old carnal people without God. They're not right. You can see it. I'm not putting them down. God is the answer. And if you find yourself out there tonight, you're not right with God. God can heal you this night, save you this night, set you free, that you might have a supernatural power, that you might have a supernatural blessing, that you would no longer have to be as the canker worm and having that body that's not pleasing to God, but you can live and have a willing heart that God would touch you and He would arrest those that come against you. If we can have that supernatural inspection of God, that He inspects everything that we do, there's nothing that goes our way that God doesn't understand. He knows all about it. And when we say, Lord, I will go thy way, God's already thought it through 1,000 times before. He knows it'll work. We have to just say, Lord, I understand. Lord, I just trust you. And that seems like the hardest thing for mortal people is to trust God. Mortal people can't trust God. And that's what if our body was the same way, we couldn't, there would be no baseball players. There would be nobody that could drive cars. There would be nobody that could run equipment. There would be no computer operators. There would be nobody that made computers because you'd be all so mixed up. And that's what we do with God. We're so mixed up out here without His help that we're the same thing. We're just bloating. It says they're bloating around. They're blind like blind men. And that's what it is without the Spirit of God. We're going around as blind men trying to go in the darkness to try to help those who need help. God says, here's the light. Here's my, let your light shine. I will shine through you. I will shine for you. I will shine brilliantly upon you that you will walk and you'll not faint. Oh, hallelujah. God's here to uplift His people. God's here to uphold His people. And God's here to heal His people. God's here to save His people. God's here to reckon with you that you have failed Him. He will forgive you. He will bless you. He will give you a new start. He will give you a new home. He will give you a new direction. He is God Himself. He is your Savior. He is your leader. He is your friend. He will never leave you. He will never. You need to get that down in here that you have that supernatural trust in God that you know you're more than conquerors through Him, which let us, that's the thing that separates us. But if we can't have trust God, God cannot use us. So that means that our whole computer system is all blacked out. So our trust, everything that we have in here goes by trust. I can't work. See, I won't move my hand. If I don't have trust in God, His won't work. I have to have Him. It's something that we have to learn to come in that place to yield to Him. That He's not going to hurt you. So many people are afraid of failing. So they don't want to do it. Well, God understands failing. He will help you, encourage you to come beyond that in, not in yourself, but Him. He will help you to endeavor you to cope with that in your mind because it's your mind what's causing the trouble. These minds up here, it isn't a lot of time of the linkage. It's the mind. This mind is struggling because this mind is sometimes immature. This mind is not trusting. This mind is doesn't have much faith. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. So what God's asked us to do, we got to have trust in Him. He is the living one. And we got to get it way down in here. We got to get way down inside us. Oh, hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our supernatural strength. It becomes a glory. I feel something now beyond supernatural. It's not starting here tonight, but I feel the glory of God. God's here to touch America this night. God's here to favor you this night. God's here to rekindle a fire within you. God's here to heal you. God's here to disturb that wrongdoing within you. He wants to set you free this night. He wants to make you whole. He wants to make you a new person. He wants to have you no longer walking in the dreadfulness and the things that pull you down. God wants to remake you this night. He wants to remodel you. He wants to give you a new hope, new strength, a new supernatural power that you have never known. But He is way able to take that to give to you if you will just trust and believe Him this night. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you because very shortly He's coming back through the clouds of glory and we only got a short period of time to get this thing together because God's coming back and He's saying, my church, wake up, wake up, I'm coming soon. And not many of God's people are not even looking for His coming. So sad. Many people have paid many farthings. They've paid many dues. They've paid many things. But this hour, many have forgotten, and they've forgotten that God's coming back. They've forgotten about God. They've forgotten that they were fearfully and wonderfully made. They've forgotten that God was with them and God would never have them to be missed out in that day. They need to realize that God doesn't want them missing at that last day. Many of us will find ourselves short in that last hour. We'll find ourselves not having that right stuff that's in us. That stuff that we talk about is the Spirit of God. God wants us full of Him, full of knowledge, full of grace, full of favor, full of faith, full of love. The things of God, we need to impound them into our being that we're packed full of God's attributes. We're packed, got joy, peace, goodness, meekness. They're in our being. They're in us. They cover us. They surround us. That should be our desire this night, that we want the Spirit of God to come upon us. Myself, I have to come to God every day of my life. So out there, you don't feel ashamed this night. I come to God every day. Out there tonight, each one of us needs to come to God every day because God is God. We're nothing but a speck. And God allows that speck to live in heaven. So with that, we need to respect that God is God, and we need His supervision, we need His help, we need His guidance daily. We need that power and daily blessing upon us. Let's don't take for granted no longer that all things are well. Let's be sure, lest your sins find you out. You know, when there's sin, there's problems. And God, who doesn't want sin in the camp no longer, America needs to straighten up from the sinful things that they're doing, having a form of godliness, but denying the power of that, from such turn away. Many of our people are frowned about the Spirit of God. They don't want the Spirit of God within their being. They want Him, but they want to order Him around. But I believe this night that you're going to find yourself one of these days when you find that day before God, you're going to be wanting because God takes no excuses about the Spirit. Jesus made it very plain. He that sins against me, I will forgive. But he that comes against the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, they will not be forgiven. What a terrible obligation. A lot of people think you're getting by. But God's here to supernaturally touch this night. God's here to give you a new start. God's here to give you another reason to live for Him. But we sure need to quit playing church without church. God is the church. We're not nothing. We can play church. We can have our hearts upon this whole world. And we think that we're going through all right. But if our hearts is not on the Lord Jesus Christ and our connections, we're not connected with God the Father in our being like it was spoken about in our whole being by the Spirit of God. That our senses moved upon by the Spirit of God, we're not going to make it. We're going to be left when Jesus comes through the clouds of glory. And out here tonight, there's no one that wants to be left here. It's going to be a terrible place. It's going to be a place of great problems, of great troubles. No one wants to be here. I don't want anyone to be here. We need to be exited. The church world today needs to be everyone exited that day. We need to be ready. Our dues are paid up. There's nothing that we hold this world, that we place on the Lord Jesus Christ, the center of our will, our being, that we want to do Thy will, O Lord, that we will serve You with gladness, we'll come before Thy presence with singing, know that You are God, we're faithful to You this night, and Father, we pray that You'd move mightily upon Your people in a mighty way, a glorious way, that glory of God will come down, and Father, I pray that You'd saturate the places, I pray that You'd saturate this room this night, I pray that You'd saturate the channels that God carries this good news out, I pray, Lord God, that You'd touch the receiver this night, those that hear, I pray that You'd heal them, touch them, and bring their sins
possesses them, the Spirit of God becomes alive, and their hearts will be made faithful this night. And Father, I praise you this night. I lift up America this night. I pray for the hearts of your people that need a mighty touch this night. I lift up the ones that need that encouragement this night. I pray, Lord God, for those who find themselves not faithful. I pray that you give them another start, and I pray that you become faithful to serving you this night. They would walk in victory, and for that one that's still dabbling in sin, I pray that you take them out of that sin, set them free, Lord God, that they might have a clean life, a clean heart. God, I pray for body. I pray for Galamasita. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, glory to God. For I, the Lord thy God, am here this day, said the Spirit of God. I'm here to rearrange your lives. Be not afraid. I say this night, be not afraid of the Lord thy God, because I say, I will save you this day. But if thou wilt wait, then when thou stand before me without tonight, you will be afraid because you will be a day too late. Today is the day of salvation, my people. Day is come, and I shall forgive thee, I shall heal thee, I shall bless thee. But I say, as this has been spoken tonight about these nerve endings, I said, I see my church very disturbed tonight. I say they have no spirit with them. They have no senses. They don't even know evil from wrong. Their senses have went the way of the world too long. They sense the things that cares this world. And I say they look like the world. I say my church needs to come out from among them. My church needs to be a righteous church. My people need to be a holy people. That their senses would be guidelines from heaven, that I would speak to my ones in such a special way that they would not look to no other. They would walk in my blessings. They would walk in victory. I'm here to encourage you tonight. Be not afraid, because I says, if you're afraid tonight, be double afraid when you stand before me in that day. For I have forgiveness with me this night. I have blessings for you this night. But I say, do not go on in thyself, because I wish to reaffirm that this night. I wish to help thee this night. I'm here to encourage you this night. This word has come from the Lord thy God. I'm here to bless thee. I'm here to strengthen thee this night, because thou art an instrument of righteousness. And for those who have come against my temple in that day, I say they will not receive repentance at that time. My people must be careful, because thou art the temple of my Holy Spirit. Those who destroy the temple are going to be in trouble that day. They're going to be troubled, because they're going to be facing something problem that will help them to, that they're not going to want that help. They're going to feel a sting of hardness. They're going to have a sting of fire, and they're not going to like it. My people, I am the answer, and I shall help thee. Be not afraid, for I love thee, my ones. Come, come, and I shall bless thee, said the Spirit of God. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing on all the hearts of the people this night. I pray that you'd bless them in a mighty way. Father, I pray, Lord God, let them realize that these houses that we live in are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you made it that we might worship you, that we might do thy will. We wouldn't just worship you, we would do thy will. We would be obedient to thy direction, thy call this night. Help us this night. Help us to be faithful this night. Help us to walk in obedience this night, that we might be a vessel of praise, that would please thy heart this night, O Lord, that we might walk worthy unto you and unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to the glorious power and long-suffering, with joyfulness, giving thanks to the Father, who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of life, who has delivered us from the powers of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, whom we have redemption through his blood. Hallelujah, through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Pray that God will bless everyone in this night. Father, I pray, bless them in a mighty way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.